Please, my TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are so amazing. We love you so much. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call, that you call Artist Life International, that you call every listener and speaker on this line, that you call the body of Christ as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving us this call and our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for our Artist International family, the Diaz de Leon family, and Mother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, and the new generation of Artist Life. Thank you for opening up our hearts and minds to hear and receive your word for us today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here to flood this place and fill the atmosphere. We love you and we thank you, Jesus, for yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever. In King Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a Jesus Joy pleasure to greet you and pray with you on this Take Captive Every Thought to the Obedience of Christ Jesus Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, and tell Minister Gracie thank you for entertaining us out there as she waits for her bus, and we're so grateful for you seating and greeting everyone this morning on this wonderful Thursday morning, and we thank you for that tag, Take Every Thought Captive on this Thursday morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Rebecca, say welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we give you a special welcome because we know that you're in for a blessing. Yes, I want to tell you a little bit about this call. This call was started back in October, on October 25th, as a matter of fact, 2010, by two dynamic women of God. And I tell you, they are such a blessing to continue with this call day by day, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call. And they are none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle, and we are grateful to God that this call is going forth and people are getting on, new people are getting on every day. So we encourage you to tell your family and your friends that this is a great way to start their day. Now, this again, not only was this call established in 2010, but we have a scripture that we stand on, and it is Psalm 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, invite your family, your friends, your coworkers. Tell them that this is a great place to start their morning, their day. Now, we also have a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there we have all the messages are there from back in 2010 up to today, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you'll also notice that we have a theme that we're standing on this year, and I can't believe how fast this year is flying by. Here we are in the eighth month, getting so close to the ninth month of the year, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we encourage you to do so. We definitely want you to be a part of us. We thank God for everyone who share their time and their service as unto the Lord with this ministry. So you might want to be a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did so graciously, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. We also will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, and we definitely want to pray with you and rejoice with you. Now, we also take those prayer requests and praise reports verbally on Friday after the first session. So we encourage you to stay on the line tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and you can do that as well. Now, if you've never heard of Artists International or Artist Life, this is definitely the thread that brought us together. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, where we have such phenomenal, phenomenal products that are helping people with their health. We got testimonials that will just make your hair stand up on your head, and it is such a blessing to know that these products have been helping people get off of medication, helping people get their liver restored, and so many different testimonials. So if you never heard about Artists International, we want you to know more about what these products are doing. Get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, you may want to get on the call right after this call, and it is the new morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday. It was originated by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and she passed it on to a team of great leaders that are giving such vital information about our products, as well as hearing about the testimonials that are taking place in individual lives. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we definitely want to hear from the word from on high. And we have a minister that is definitely getting ready to minister to us. She is an evangelist, a lady who accepted the Lord as her personal Savior back in 1984. At the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of the church, and she was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, she was led to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late great Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. This lady is none other than Evangelist Wanda. She is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. She received her ministerial license in the early 1990s, and she has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She also is an assistant Sunday school teacher at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church. Evangelist Wanda has a call on her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. She also has been a speaker at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church and various other churches in the Chicago area, as well as an annual revival held in Gary, Indiana. Evangelist Wanda has spoken at retreats and was also a leader of a prayer group. She received a certificate from the School of the Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministries in 2010, and she also received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. I introduced to some, she is also an artist distributor who loves the artist products, and I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, my friend, I tell you, a powerful woman of the Lord, and she will stand on God's word, come hell or high water, as she says, and that is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker from Chicago, Illinois. Are you there, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Thank you.
God bless you. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you. And thank you, Rebecca, for that tag, Take Every Thought Captive on Thursday. And good morning, my TMC family. Thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for Pastor V, Mother Eagle. as well as Dr. PK. I thank the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family. Now let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you thanking you and praising you for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for this word that you're going to speak through me. Think through my mind and speak through my mouth. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease, but you increase. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to start with Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. And you might want to write down the scriptures in case we're not able to go through all of them. And it reads, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." 7a, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So as you think, so are you. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? Is my title. Let's go now to Isaiah 26 and 3. Trust in the Lord forever. Okay. 26 and 3. You will keep him, God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Mind, what does mind mean? The part of a person that knows and thinks and feels and wishes and chooses. Another definition, reason, sanity, to lose one's mind. We don't want to lose our mind unless we lose in our mind for the Christ. For Christ's sake, we don't want to lose our mind for no other reason. We want to have the mind of Christ. Now, let us go to Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We have to renew our minds. We need to renew our mind with the Word of God. What is God saying in His Word? When we came to the Lord, we thought negative thoughts, which negative thoughts still come to you now. But you got to be able to, in 2 Corinthians 10:5, cast down every imagination, everything that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And you have to bring it into captivity. The devil is going to bring all kinds of things to your mind. He's going to bring all kinds of negative things to your mind. The devil is going to tell you all sorts of things. The doctor, yes, we know that God uses the doctor. God's supposed to use the doctor. He gave the doctor that gift. But the doctor, when he tells you that you are not going to live and he can't do anything else for you, you're not to believe what the doctor say. The doctor don't have the last word. You believe what God said. God said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. So you believe that you are healed no matter what it looks like, no matter what the doctor says. Yet let your mind be renewed by God's word, what he says. He said you will live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. So don't listen to what the devil tell you. Listen to what God says in his word, because his word is true. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God said he did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power, he gave us love, and he gave us a sound mind. You have to have a sound mind. Don't let the devil tell you just any old thing. Bring any old thing to your thought, to your mind, any old thought. Cast it down. Let him know, no, I have a sound mind. You're not going to think like he would have you to think. Or somebody did you wrong. Don't think about how you can get revenge or what you can do to hurt them. Don't think like that. That's what the devil will have you to think. That's the way he wants you to think. But think on good things, lovely things, pure things. Think on good reports. Don't think on what the devil will have you to always want to think. When you feel like, when you know God has given you an assignment, he's given you something to do, you know God has given that to you, and the devil will come and tell you, that's too big for you. You can't do that. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have enough wisdom. You don't have enough education. You cannot do that. You tell that devil, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Bind that devil up, cast down that negative thought, and do what God have told you to do in the name of Jesus, because you can do it. If you believe you can't, you cannot. But if you believe what God said in his word, you can do all things and do it. To God be the glory. If you said that you wanted to lose weight, and the devil say, well, you can't lose weight. You'll never lose weight. You've always been this size. Devil, I don't care what size I've always been or I've been. I can lose weight. Artists got some products that will help me to lose weight. The 72-hour weight loss will help me. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. My mind is made up to do it. I can do it. Don't let the devil tell you what you cannot do. I did it. I lost 15 pounds. Glory be to God. The devil told me I couldn't, but I didn't listen to what he said, because all he got to tell me is lies. That he is the father of lies. He don't have no truth. So when he told me I couldn't, what I couldn't do, I let him know what I can do through Christ. I praise and thank God that God's word is true. Don't let the devil tell you what you can't do. We have the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We don't go by what we feel, because our feelings will mess us up. But if we continue to stand on God's word and think like he would have us to think, do what he wants us to do. Say what he wants us to say. Think like he wants us to think. Keep our minds stayed on him because he keeps us in perfect peace. When the devil, and you know, of course, we can't just Jesus, 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 Jesus all day. Some of you have to go to work. Some of us have other things we have to do. So we can't just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But we can keep them in our heart. We can keep them in our mind by, instead of saying a curse word, you say Jesus. You're keeping them on your mind. So let's think according to what God, the way God would have us to think. Let's keep our minds on him. So what's on your mind? Is it on your mind that you can't do what God has called you to do? Or is it on your mind that I can do all things? God has given us the mind of Christ. We are a people that God has blessed tremendously, and our eyes haven't seen. The best is yet to come, but we must renew our mind with the word of God. We must think like God would have us to think. Don't think you can. Take "I can't" out of your vocabulary and replace it with "I can do all things through Christ, which gives me the strength, and I think like Jesus." Whatever Jesus says, that's what I'm saying. And his word is true. So put away all the negativity. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot do. Discard it. Stand on God's word. You are an heir, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. You are the great I am that have sent you. What is it that you want God to do for you? Think on that. Good things, pure things, lovely things. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Accomplish the assignment that God has called you to do. Stay focused. Keep a sound mind. And know that the best is yet to come as you renew your mind and keep it stayed on Jesus. You can take out "I can't." God bless you. God keep you. What's on your mind? Back in the hands of our host.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Evangelist Wanda Walker, for, I tell you, giving us a powerful message about our thinking. We're so grateful to God because here he started us off with that tag by Minister Rebecca saying, take every thought captive into the obedience of the Lord Thursday. And here we are. God is so faithful, so faithful. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for that awesome word that we received this morning, Lord God, reminding us who we are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, first of all, Father, for being God and being God all by yourself. You don't need us, Lord, and we realize that. We know that you have all power in your hands. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we say, first of all, Lord, forgive us of all our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, of all the things that we have done where we have thought negatively, Lord, against your word. And we thank you, Father God, that you have restored us with the word of God, with your blessings, with your peace, with the spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of us, Lord God. You told us when we know the truth will make us free. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that our thoughts will be yes and amen. They will be pure. They will be lovely. They will be of good report. We thank you, Father, for Minister Wanda, who gave us this powerful message this morning, Lord God, with the word to back it up, Lord God. We will meditate on your word day and night, being like trees planted by the rivers of water. We thank you, Father God, for anointing her hands, her head, her body, Lord God, that she's healed, whole, and complete in you. We thank you, Father, for restoring and pouring back virtues of love, peace, joy, and all that she needs, Lord God, and even the desires of her heart, Lord God, we know that you will grant it to them, to her, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for blessing her surroundings, blessing her family, blessing everything that's concerning her, Father God, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it, not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We glorify you, Father, that they are carrying this call forth day by day. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of joy, peace, and love saturating them in such a manner, Lord God, that they'll realize your presence is with them everywhere they go. Lord God, we thank you even for Mother Joseph. Father, we ask that you pour a special blessing on her this day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for those that are sick and shut in. We realize, Father, that you have taken care of sickness by the blood of the Lamb. So we decree and declare that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the bereaved families, Lord God, that you're comforting them in such a manner, Lord God. We ask a special blessing upon Sebla Ramsey and her family, Lord God, that you continue to comfort them through this hour, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for Artists International, Artists Life. We ask that you continue to strengthen the Diaz de Leon family and all those that are in leadership, Lord God, and doing the work that you have called them to do. We thank you, Father, for every person that's under the sound of my voice and even those, Lord, that are in the midst of Artist Life, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us, Lord God, that we will be the ministers in the marketplace that you called us to be. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. It all comes from you, and we realize that. We ask you, Father, that you keep us, let our minds stay focused on what your thoughts are. You say your thoughts are greater, your thoughts are mightier. And, Father, you have the ability, and you are more than able to give us the thoughts that you put in our minds, and we will dwell on the goodness and the richness of your word and in your glory. We thank it. Thank you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, we know that you want to hear this message again. She had some vital and key scriptures to go along with this message, and I think that it is definitely feasible for each and every one of us to go back and get those scriptures again. To hear that playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Well, and also remember today is Thursday, so if I'm not mistaken, it's Transformational Thursday, and so you want to hear the information that's going to come up today. I see that we will have a special, who will be hosting is Ms. Claudette Brown, Manager Claudette Brown, on the morning motivational call, and then we'll have testimonies coming forth. We had some powerful testimonies last Thursday, and it seems like we're going to get some more today. You want to hear the testimonials. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. I see our guest speaker will be Mr. Melvin Pope, and he does definitely has a powerful, powerful testimony. Now, we are so grateful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Invite someone on a call again tomorrow morning. We look forward to hearing from you and seeing your face in the place. I will now turn it over. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone with a powerful prayer as well as that tag. And Minister Evangelist Wanda Walker, you were such a blessing this morning to each and every one of us. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you. God bless you, my sister. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God bless you all. Go out and be all that God has chosen you to be. You can do it with a new mindset. Stayed on the Lord. God bless you all. Bye-bye.